AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump said he's dropping, for now, his push to deploy National Guard troops in Chicago, Los Angeles, and Portland, Oregon. This comes after legal roadblocks held up the move. U.S. farmers now know how much aid they can expect from the $12 billion package Trump announced earlier this month. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released the numbers yesterday. Soybean farmers will get $30.88 per acre, while corn farmers will receive $44.36 per acre. Another crop that was hit hard when China stopped buying was sorghum. Those farmers will get $48.11 per acre. The amounts are based on a USDA formula on the cost of production. In other news, AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on a deadly fire at a bar in a Swiss ski resort during New Year's Eve celebrations.
A fire at a ski resort bar in Switzerland has left dozens of people presumed dead and about 100 injured. The fire happened at around 1:30 a.m. local time at the Le Constellation Bar in the Alpine Ski Resort municipality of Crans-Montana in Switzerland during New Year's Eve celebrations. Attorney General of Valais Canton, Beatrice Pilou, has said it's too early to determine the cause of the fire. Experts have not yet been able to go inside the wreckage. A reception centre and helpline has been established for the impacted families. The community is in the heart of the Swiss Alps, about 25 miles north of the Matterhorn. I'm Karen Shamas.
Betty Boop and Blondie are joining Mickey Mouse and Winnie the Pooh in the public domain. This means their 95-year U.S. copyright maximum has been reached, and creators can use and repurpose them without permission or payment. This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on what was said behind closed doors on Capitol Hill during testimony by Jack Smith.
In a closed-door interview before members of the House Judiciary Committee December 17th, former Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith said that his team of investigators found that President Donald Trump criminally conspired to overturn his 2020 presidential election loss.
The evidence here made clear that President Trump was, by a large measure, the most culpable and most responsible person in this conspiracy. These crimes were committed for his benefit.
Smith also said there is powerful evidence that Trump broke the law by hoarding classified documents from his first term at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. Smith's team had filed charges against Trump in both investigations, but dropped the cases after Trump was elected to the White House last year. Donna Warder, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.